Well, so we continue today in Simen Tzadik Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch continues in the beginning of Simen Tzadik Aleph. Haisa talis chagura al masnav lechasosim masnav ulamato. If someone had a talis, a cloak, wrapped around his waist, to go ahead and cover from the waist and below. Asra l'espala achi chasalibo. Person shouldn't daven until he covers his heart as well. But if a person did not cover his heart, or he just, either because he just didn't, he was derelict in doing so, or because he didn't have anything to cover himself with, so hogel v'kiser v'asav v'espalo yotza, as long as the erva, his nakedness, was covered, halacha l'maisa, and he davened, that he's yotze the tefillah. Halacha beis, tzarech le'ezer ezer b'shas ha'tefillah, a person should put on a belt at the time of davening, afilu yeshlo avnet, she'en li boroa es ha'erva. This is true even if one has a belt already, let's say to hold up one's pants. So in that case, again, there is a separation between the heart and the nakedness and the erva. Nevertheless, one should put on an additional belt for davening. Mishum hikon, ultimately, again, now, mishum hikon means to prepare oneself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ashar brachos mutar levarech b'lo chagura, but one could recite other brachos even without this additional belt. Me'achar sheyesh lo mechnasayim, since a person is wearing pants. And since a person is wearing pants, the Rambam says, ve'in libo roa es ha'erva. Since a person is wearing pants, and the pants have a waistband, therefore, by definition, there is something that distinguishes, that demarcates between the heart and the erva. So the idea that the Shulchan Aruch introduces us to us over here is the idea that a person should put on an additional belt for davening. So Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet, he writes, Ubidi Evedim Ispala Below Ezer Yotzer. If a person davened without this belt, he's yotze. V'yesh omrim od didafka misharagel kol yom bechagura. Ava mishaholech kol yom below chagura gam mishas tefila in tzarach lachkar. But however, again, there are those who say this is only someone who wears a belt throughout the day. He should make sure to be wearing a belt during davening. But someone who doesn't wear a belt throughout the day does not have to be makbid on wearing a belt for davening. Mishum hikon. Ultimately, what does it mean? Sif katan vav isa v'zohar ve'eschanon man dukan mitzilus eboilech asir reisha ve'enoi. So the idea over here, the Zohar says that a person should, when they're davening, should cover their eyes, so that a person ultimately should not stare at the Shechina. In the brackets he writes, V'hainu b'talash shal mitzvah v'cheinu agin kayom l'chasos rosh adeinayim v'talash mitzvah b'shas tfilas yudches. And that's what the Prima Godim writes, that's why today when we daven Shmona Esrei, we make sure to cover our head with a talis. Man depakach einoi b'shas tzilu. So maktim alo amalach hamavis. Okay, so literally the Zohar says that one who keeps his eyes open during davening, chasos shon amalach hamavis, the angel of death has some level of shlita, some level of control over this individual. So it sounds like what the Shulchan Aruch is introducing to us is the idea of a gartel, the idea of wearing an additional belt during davening. So why isn't this the commonly accepted practice, especially outside of Hasidic circles? So in the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah, in the footnote number 5, he writes, "Umashirabim einam noagim maze." The fact that many people are not careful to put on an additional belt for davening. So he quotes the stipler of Shlomo Zalman Arbach Sechet Tzadik Levracha, who explain that this is reflecting a stylistic norm of Chazal, that when a person was going to go ahead and had to go somewhere important or was meeting with important people, he would put on an additional belt to complete his beged, to complete his outfit. And therefore, again, if a person was putting on a special belt to complete their outfit when meeting someone important or going somewhere important, certainly one should do that as well for tefillah. But again, the stipler of Shlomo Zalman both wrote that since today that is not the case, just people don't dress this way, therefore, again, halacha l'maisa, one need not be careful with this for tefillah as well. Let's see Sif Gimel. Yesh omrim sha'asra l'hotzi askara mipiv b'rosh megula. So some say that one should not go ahead and recite the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an uncovered head. Yesh omrim sheish limchol shalai karnas abeis haknesis b'gilei rosh. And others explain that one should not even enter into a shul with an uncovered head. And this would be true even if one was not reciting the Shema Hashem. And in fact, again, we know that is how we are accustomed to act. Halacha dalet. Kovin Haklua Mikash Hashiva Kisui. Little hats that are fashioned out of straw are considered to be a head covering. Aval Hanachas Yad Ala Rosh Lo Hashiva Kisui. But placing your hand on your head is not considered to be a covering. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains, because my hand is part of my body. There's a concept of min b'mino eino chotzeis, which means that two items of a similar type cannot create a chatzitza, an interposition or a barrier. So therefore, my hand is part of my body. Placing my hand on top of my head is simply irrelevant. However, v'im achrem ani achyedo al rosho shalzeh, but if someone else places their hand on my head, mashmud dechashiva kisui, that's considered to be a covering. Since their hand is separate and distinct from my body, therefore their hand could serve as a kisui, could serve as a covering. Halacha, hey, lo ya'amod ba'apundoso v'lo b'rosh megula v'lo raglan megulim, im derech anshi ha'makom shal ya'amdu lefnei agdolim elo b'atei raglayim. So now the Shulchan Aruch says essentially that when you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should be dressed in the same way in which they would go to meet someone important. Therefore, a person should not walk daven with apundoso. Apundoso is a money belt. So if you are going to go out and meet someone important, you wouldn't wear your money belt. Therefore, you shouldn't wear it for davening as well. The Mishnah verses v'chein einachol nispala bekaftin ubegetachton ubeshlafrak. So similarly, he says, person shouldn't wear like a house robe or pajamas when davening either. Same idea that Mishnah Berurah writes, that again, person about wearing sandals. So everything, this is a relative subjective halacha. Everything really depends on how it is that people are dressing when they go to meet important individuals. Whatever you would wear when meeting a dignitary and important individual, ultimately, again, this is what a person should wear when davening as well. Halacha Vav. Derech Chachamim v'Talmidehem shlo yispalu ela kishem atufim. The derech of Torah scholars and their students is that a person should only daven when they're wrapped. Now again, so what this is referring to over here is that a person should be wrapped first of all in a talis, and a person should be properly dressed. Haga uke'es ube'es zam yesh lechabek ha'adayim b'shas atvila ke'avdo kamimara. When one is davening during difficult times, one should clasp their hands in one another. And we saw actually earlier, it's the right hand on top of the left hand. One should go ahead and clasp their hands together like a servant petitioning a master. But at a time of peace, a person should wear nice clothing and daven. So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that Rama is saying that a person's just body position should reflect ultimately the nature of the circumstances happening around them. So we will stop over here. We'll pick up with Tzaddik Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.